All right, everyone, good morning and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools special board meeting. I don't know, probably that's an audio glitch, but my name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the executive assistant here at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here on a Friday morning. A few announcements before we begin this morning's meeting is first, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we'll commence today's Magnolia Public Schools special board meeting. Today is Friday, April 9th, 2021, and the time is 7:04 a.m. With that, would our board chair, Rabbi Billick, please call the meeting to order.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a early Friday morning meeting of the board. And I'd like to ask that we call the roll so that we can verify our quorum.
Of course, Rabbi Billick. So I'll take roll call to establish quorum. Rabbi Billick?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dickbush?
Here.
Gonzalez? Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have five of our board members joining us today. We've established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. And thank you, Dr. Yapano, for seconding. I'll now take a roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you would like to make a comment, you can unmute yourself now.
Good morning, this is Chandrea Daniel.
Good morning, Chandra.
Good morning, Chandra.
Good morning. I just wanted to speak out and say that I'm going to be sending an email to the board. And I had emailed about this prior and received a response from Human Resources. I'm really trying to keep what I'm asking for private. And I'm hoping that Magnolia Public Schools will really take my concern seriously. I am simply asking for something very basic, and I think it should be at least recognized or given a response, a phone call, something to my request. What's happening, because my request is not being met, it is affecting my livelihood for future opportunities, because I've been with Magnolia Public Schools for 11 years, and what I'm asking for is very simple. And so I'm hoping that I can receive a response from the board and or from Mr. Rubalcaba, and that can be by phone, but in writing, or whatever the case. But I wanted to jump on the call and just let you all know that I am going to be sending an email directly to the board members, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chandrea. As you know, it's our custom to refer this to staff for discussion, and appreciate you turning to us, and we'll ask staff to respond.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great morning and stay safe. Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, Chandrea. Thank you for your comment. Is there any other members of the public that would like to make comment? If not, we'll move on with the rest of the agenda, starting with the action items 2A, approval of revised 2020 through 21 Magnolia Public Schools hybrid reopening plans. This will be presented by Mr. Ajar, our Chief Academic Officer. Mr. Ajar?
Yes, good morning, board, colleagues, and community. We are with a similar item that we have been presenting for the past several meetings with the reopening. We have only one update with regards to this item, which is the opening times. Due to our co-location with LAUSD campuses and syncing with their plans, expectations, and getting our schools ready, we are shifting reopening times of several schools. And those are MSA 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8. And that is making our reopening starting next Monday for some of our schools. And they are specifically MSA 1, 6, 7, and San Diego. And our school in Santa Ana is opening their elementary campus on the 19th, and their secondary campus on the 22nd. Again, we've been planning extensively in terms of getting the classrooms ready, getting our safety, health and safety protocols in place, getting the materials, technology, infrastructure in place. And as well as the schedules, updating the parents and students. So we're confident we're in the right path in terms of opening as in-person format starting this Monday. With that, I'll turn it back to Jen for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, is there any questions or comments from our board members regarding this item?
Just, I think, to say that this is a step towards a very momentous moment, and I hope that we succeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Belik. Is there any other questions or comments from our board members? If not, the motion is to approve the Magnolia Public Schools MPS to reopen in person in compliance with health and safety orders, community expectations, and corresponding law and regulations with the following revised dates.
Real quickly, Jennifer, this is Alfredo. So good morning, Magnolia board members, community staff. So with this item, as the rabbi shared in her dinch, we're super excited about having four of our schools start next week. And there's been, as Erdinch mentioned, a lot of preparation, and we were able to go to MSA 1 and 7 and see some of that preparation in motion with the COVID testing happening at those two school sites for staff and students. So we definitely very excited, and we did we are planning to send out a press release about our wonderful schools reopening, and we're going to be there as well. So I do welcome the board, if you're available next week, to come out to sites that are opening. There are some specific protocols we have to follow in terms of testing and some other things. So if you are interested in coming to any of these sites, specifically MSA 1, 6, 7, or San Diego, please let us know, and obviously it's going to be a very exciting day and week, so we invite you, just reach out to myself and Jennifer, and we will help you with that. So thank you. Going back to you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I also had a comment. Sorry, I should have made it earlier. I just would like to, do you guys hear me well? This is Umit.
We can hear you, Dr. Yapma.
Okay. So I just would like to make staff understand that as board, we truly understand all the effort and hard work that went into the preparation and reopening of these schools. It's no easy job to navigate through several layers of recommendations from local, state, and federal health authorities, and trying to find ways to meet all these requirements is definitely not an easy job. I know that at the home office, there's a lot of people working on this to support schools. And at the school sites, I know that the principals and staff has been working really hard to make sure the safety of our students and families. And I just would like to commend this effort and would like to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for making this happen. I am really excited. And I might just pop up one of those schools, depending on my schedule, we'll see.
No, thank you, Dr. Yapanel. And that is exactly how all of us feel. And on behalf of the entire Magnolia family, yes, everyone has truly, truly worked hard. And we're very proud of everyone's effort. And we're excited. We're excited for next week. And we welcome you and others to come and join us next week. So thank you.
Any further comments from the members of the board? If not, I'll read off the motion once more. The motion is to approve Magnolia Public Schools to reopen in person in compliance with health and safety orders, community expectations, and corresponding law and regulations with the following revised dates. Those dates are MSA 1, April 12, 2021, MSA 2, April 19, 2021, MSA 3, April 19, 2021, MSA 4, April 19, 2021, MSA 5, April 19, 2021, MSA 6, April 12, 2021, MSA 7, April 12, 2021, MSA 8, April 19, 2021, MSA Santa Ana, April 19, 2021 for elementary and April 22, 2021 for secondary, and MSA San Diego, April 12, 2021. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
A second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak and Dr. Yapanel for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes, with great pleasure. Thank you again.
Dr. Digbash?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries, or the motion passes with a unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 2B, updated MPS health and safety policy. And injury and illness prevention plan IPP COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirza, our human resources director. Ms. Hashmirza?
Good morning, board members and colleagues. Just a quick correction. It's basically today only health and safety policy is being updated, not our IAPP plan. And then with that, I'm bringing this item to in front of you based on the recent county and local authorizer updates. To update our health and safety policy, just to the highlight updates on the policy. The first one is the San Diego testing. So based on the recent San Diego County Public Health Services, Magnolia Science Academy San Diego will strongly recommend but not require San Diego students to be tested for baseline or bi-weekly cadence. And then also the employees must continue to comply if they have symptoms for symptomatic or response testing. And the second one is the appendix. If you look at the last page, basically to align with Los Angeles Unified School District containment plan, all LAUSD schools are required to complete this form along with the TK through 12 protocol. And these were all the updates in addition to all the highlighted section in the policy. And with that, I will return it back to Jennifer and board members. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
This is Amit. I had a comment. I just would like to thank all the HR department with your leadership, Daria, that you have done a very, very good job keeping track of all the policies up to date and keeping us in the loop by basically updating us regularly. Thank you so much. Please keep up this good job.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. Appreciate it.
Any further questions or comments from the members of the board? If there are no further questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Whoever committee is overseeing this, I think that should be the person moving this motion. Which committee do you work with, Daria, on HR stuff? Is it stakeholder committee?
Yes, stakeholders, yes.
And who is one of the members of the stakeholder committee?
I'm part of it.
Okay. Please, thank you, Sandra.
No problem.
Okay, with that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. So that concludes all of our items today on our agenda. With that, Rabbi Beliak, may you please adjourn the meeting. The time is 7:20 a.m.
I want to adjourn the meeting at the stated time on our agenda and to acknowledge the hard work of the people who have brought us to this moment. And we have an important meeting coming up next week. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. I think this is the first time we sort of obeyed by the schedule. Oh my God, that's great. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your days.
Thank you, everyone. Have a happy Friday.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.